Hello and welcome to The Property Exchange, your guide to the latest news, views and opinions in residential property, with Winkworth, with you every step of the way in the property market. Your host is writer and commentator Anne Ashworth.
Welcome to the Property Exchange podcast. This time, London's super suburbs, the locations that are great places to live all year round, but particularly at Christmas. In this episode, we'll be talking about two super suburbs, London neighbourhoods with handsome family houses, wonderful green spaces, good schools, and great transport links. They also have a strong sense of community that's evident all year round, but comes to the fore at Christmas time. The super suburbs in question are Barnes, London SW13, a location by the river with 1,000 years of history. It has a green, a pond, and a true village atmosphere. Blackheath and Greenwich in southeast London has a similarly rich history. From the heights of the heath, you can see over the city. It's pretty village. It's particularly lovely at this time of year. To find out more about these super suburbs, I'm joined as usual by Dominic Agace, CEO of Winkworth, by Mark Epps from Winkworth, Blackheath and Greenwich, and by Donovan Kelly from Winkworth Barnes. Dominic, Mark and Donovan, that does sound like a supergroup, doesn't it? Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
First to you, Dom. The hierarchy of London suburbs isn't fixed. It shifts from year to year, with locations suddenly achieving a more desirable status in the eyes of buyers. When did you start to see Barnes and Blackheath and Greenwich rising to the top?
So they've always been fantastic areas, but I think really it's been a trend of the last 10 years or so. I mean, it feels like a reaction to kind of urbanisation. People have sought out the space, the culture's moved to kind of exercise and health, and these areas have green aplenty and kind of they offer a lifestyle that people are looking for as a sort of place of calm in a very busy city. So I think that then sort of supercharged by the kind of COVID race for space, you know, only kind of turbocharge the sort of demand in these areas. And you see them go from strength to strength. I mean, you know, the amazing thing on Barnes in particular is, the famous Hammersmith Bridge that they've been fighting to fix for years or not fix hasn't put a dent in demand. You know, it's only increased its appeal as a tranquil place to live. So I think these are super suburbs, as you say, super locations that they're here to stay in and are part of how people want to live in cities, having the best of both worlds.
Now, this is the moment when we prepare a checklist of what makes a super suburb. Let's start listing the criteria.
So it's a sense of community, I think, that drives that feel. I mean, the people make the place is always the truth. When you have these places with great open spaces where you can walk your dog and throw your frisbee and play with your friends, or if you're a teenager, hang out and get some mischief, then, you know, the people take care of them. And I think they're usually have strong community associations that put on events. You know, you have your Christmas lights at Christmas, you have your carol singing, you have, you know, a whole series of events that are put on because people care about the place they live, and they care because it's because they're beautiful places and they have space and they are areas where you can find calm in a busy city.
Lots of intangible qualities, plus that butcher in the high street, that great baker, the coffee shops, a place to go for brunch. Yeah. Anything else that's essential?
I think they're effectively, you know, people do spend their lives going back and forward to work. I mean, even with the working from home that's coming through COVID, you know, people commute and they get on tubes and it's hot and hot most of the year round, to be honest. So, you know, these villages offer somewhere where everything you need is on your doorstep. So, and it's of the highest quality and it's got character. And so you can live and you don't have to get on a train at the weekend to go somewhere. You can be very happy in your own, within hundreds of yards of your own home. Everything's on your doorstep.
And it's also the perfect place to step into Christmas.
Yes, they excel at Christmas, I would say.
Now, talking about Christmas, we tend to think, don't we, that the property market slows down at Christmas time. But the internet apps mean that that's no longer the case. Would this be a good time to put your house on the market? The lights are on in the village. People are beautifully decorated their house. It looks like the ideal place to live. What's your view on that?
Well, it's probably the time to fall in love with an area and a house as someone looking to go and look at where you want to live and see how they do Christmas is probably a pretty good idea to see how you want to live with your families. But no, I mean, I think the old rules are still true. Obviously, there is the stories of Boxing Day and you know, people sitting around having got a bit bored of them chatting to their family that they are ready to look for property and launching. I suppose, you know, particularly flats at that time can draw some interest that, you know, wasn't there in previous years. I think houses, you know, they still do shine when the daffodils come out and it is that spring market. But you are right. Ever more so, there are less seasons in the property buying and selling market. But still, people like to turn to the mulled wine in December, really.
Twinkly lights on the olive tree outside your home could sell it, but daffodils are better.
I think daffodils still win.
With that festive note, it's over to you, Mark. Blackheath and Greenwich is your part of town. Now, there'll be lots of people listening to this, and I know that people get in contact with me. They love when we take them on a trip of an area that they don't know. So what I want to know now is where your patch is, what kind of properties you've got there, the very best addresses, and who are the kind of people who want to buy there and could arrive there this Christmas and think, this is the place we want to live?
Just to put the area on the map, Blackheath is in southeast London. It's directly facing Canary Wharf. And I suppose fundamentally, Blackheath's renowned for its open spaces and Greenwich Park, the Heath. And Blackheath is a quintessential London village, so a lovely place to live. And Greenwich Park is the oldest royal park in the country, dating back to 1433, so a really lovely place. Greenwich is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, some of the finest historic buildings in London and probably the UK. The houses you can pick up for between 1.5 to 2.5 million. That would be a really lovely 4-5-bedroom family house, semi-detached, detached, garden, off-street parking. And the transport links are great. You can be walking on the Heath 1 minute and sitting behind your desk in the city within 20 minutes. So Blackheath to London Bridge is a 12-minute journey that goes on to Charing Cross, Cannon Street, Waterloo East and Victoria. You've got the DLR from Lewisham and Greenwich to whisk you to Canary Wharf. There's the foot tunnel under the river if you want to jog or cycle to Canary Wharf, and your 10-minute drive from City Airport. The A2 takes you to Dover and the Channel Tunnel in about an hour and 15 minutes, and you've got blue water on your doorstep as well. So a really lovely place to live as a family, very affordable. A mixture of Georgian and Victorian houses. Some of the grand houses surrounding the Heath date back to the early 1700s. Croom's Hill is the oldest road in London, and those houses date back to around 1600, the beginning of 1600. So there's a lovely mixture of property, and that is what creates community and a lovely place to live as a family.
We feel as if we're there, and we want to know what it would cost to buy one of those houses overlooking the Heath.
Well, we've got one on at the moment at 6 million. These are pushing the limits of price in Blackheath. You're getting up to around 4, 5, 6. That is the outer limit. It's certainly not the standard. The odd house has gone for 10 million. There's one in Elliott Vale we've got, which is 6,200 square feet at 6 million. And there's a beautiful house on Manor Way at 6.5 million, which is 6,000 square feet as well. It's got an orchard and a, swimming pool and off-street parking for a fleet of cars, and just very, very nice. But those are the exceptions to the rule. Flats in the area overlooking the Heath would generally be around 750 to 1.2 or somewhere in that region. Flats generally are going to be between about 450 and 750 for two beds. One beds are generally going to be in the 3 to 450, 500 range.
So who doesn't want an orchard? I sort of do now, actually. But what you're saying is that you can get a house that's actually slightly cheaper than the rest of London, with more space, much more history, and actually be at your desk for your fund manager, broker, banker job in the city or Canary Wharf a lot more quickly than you can from other places.
You can get so much more value for money than most of the rest of London, certainly anything north of the river. And it's just a fantastic lifestyle. You get these wonderful houses, a wonderful area, and wonderful, wonderful facilities on your doorstep, which we may go on to.
Christmas in Blackheath in Greenwich, is it a fine and festive time?
Christmas is lovely. We've got the Blackheath Village Christmas Fair, and the village is closed. There's a lantern parade and choirs and Morris dancers. A really, really nice experience.
Morris dancing, really?
There is Morris dancing.
We don't know what we think about it.
That wasn't on my list of villages.
It is an acquired taste, but they seem to pop up every year.
Christmas in Blackheath and Greenwich. If you like Morris dancing, go there, but it's a great place. Yeah. Now, Donovan, we've set the bar quite high there about how great your super suburb needs to be. Tell us all about Barnes by the river, reached by Hammersmith Bridge when it's working, but a great and wonderful place. What's it like all year round, and what's it like at Christmas?
Well, Barnes is one of those rare parts of London because it really is a true village. And the reason for that is, for a number of reasons, is the geography. So it has the River Thames, which meanders. So we have it's on three sides of the area. And 30% of the area is dedicated, is protected green area. So we have the famous Wildlife Wetland Centre, which is over 100 acres. And that's full of wonderful flora and fauna, including otters and wonderful bird life. And again, just the rest of the Barnes Common is about 120 acres. So lots of wonderful places to walk, take your dogs, take the children. There was a recent study that showed that Barnes has the most independent shops in the whole country.
Wow.
So the last count was 96% were individual shops. So we have a fishmonger, we have a cheese shop, et cetera, et cetera, which just adds the whole flavour and the personality of the area. We do have Marks and Spencer's, and we do have a couple, you know, Gales and a couple of other shops like that. But overall, it really adds to the flavour. We're also blessed with a number of state and private schools. Some of the top schools like St. Paul's, which are one of the top schools in the country. We have Herodian, we have Barnes Primary, Lowther. So very, very lucky. And that's one of the reasons why people like coming into it. And a lot of people don't know about Barnes. Unless you have friends or family living in the, you know, friends or family in the area, or your children go to the school, there's no reason to go there. But when people do arrive, they're quite taken back.
It's very lush. It's very green, that area around the pond. And I was there the other day. I live on the other side of the river, and there were people talking about what it would cost to get a great family house in the area. What kind of sum are we looking at?
Well, the property stock varies quite a lot. Our average is about just over 3 million. But for a workman's cottage, you can get anything between 1 million and 1.5 million. The property stock does go up the closer you get to the pond or on key roads. So if you want to be near the pond, it would be anywhere between 3 and 5 million. And that's how diverse the stock is. We've got lovely lion houses, which is quite unique to Barnes and Fulham as well. But we've got some of the top roads like Castle Now and Lonsdale, which have stock between 5 and 10 million. And those are the big Victorian detached houses.
Now, those roads lead up to Hammersmith Bridge, which, as we know, is not fully functioning. Has that at all damaged property prices?
It's an ongoing conversation, but honestly, the closure has almost enhanced the Barnes Village. Less traffic, less pollution. Everyone living in Barnes has come to terms with it. The downside is if you have to travel, you have to go either over Chiswick Bridge or Putney Bridge, which adds an extra 10 minutes to your journey time. But the benefits far outweigh the downside. You can walk over the Hammersmith Bridge. You can cycle. So many people who want to commute will walk over or cycle over to Hammersmith Station, and they've got access to 4 tube lines. Alternatively, we have overland from Barnes Station and Barnes Bridge, which is 15 minutes to Waterloo. So you could be in the West End within half an hour from Barnes.
So really far more accessible than you'd think about. Now, I'm really keen on that part of London. I want to know what it's like at Christmas.
Well, Barnes is a magical part of London over Christmas for a number of reasons. We've got the village atmosphere, and because all the shops are independent, we have a special evening where they stay open until 8, 9 o'clock at night. They're supported by the Barnes Community Association. So we'll have Father Christmas Grotto, lots of little festival markets. We have real reindeer.
Reindeer
as well, yes, with Santa. And the Barnes choir will be sing outside. There's walks along the river. The Wildlife Wetland Centre has a magical walk. So for the children, can go have hot chocolates and toast marshmallows. And we have a turkey run, which is yes, and people do get dressed up as
what's a turkey?
It's a physical run, so we get all the families together, get dressed up as turkeys, and then go for a run along the river, and then obviously pop into the pub afterwards.
And you are associated with a local charity, and you open up your branch, you told me.
Yes, we have a lovely a charity called Fish, which looks after the supporting the elderly residents of Barnes. And we basically close our shop and we actually advertise Fish to make the local residents more aware and people visiting the area to raise money. So we hand out hot chocolates and leaflets to actually support the charity to bring about awareness.
So Blackheath and Greenwich or Barnes, I can't decide, but I'm going to be coming to see both of them. So if you see me rapping on your window at Christmas time, wearing my reindeer hat, that will be me. But I've got a question for you all. First to you, Dominic, what's your favourite London Christmas tradition?
Ah, so my favourite tradition is I go with my wife to a different department store every year. So we go to either Harrods, Selfridges, or one of the sort of big names, and they usually have a champagne bar. So you can start with a glass of champagne and then do your Christmas shopping through the kids' department, which is still pretty fun, and then go for lunch afterwards. And that is our Christmas tradition.
Well, I wish you merry doing that. Mark?
Mine would have been going to the pantomime with the kids. Just such a magical time. Greenwich Theatre's lovely. It's a really small, intimate theatre. I think it's got a capacity of like 100 people. I don't know. It might be a bit more, might be a bit less. Really intimate, just really lovely, and a really lovely occasion. Now they've all grown up, it's walking across the heath to Greenwich Park on Christmas morning, watching everybody on their, all the kids on their new bikes and scooters, a lovely time. That's what I love about Christmas.
It's just like the ending of Christmas Carol. And finally to you, Donovan.
Well, we like going to Kew Gardens, and they have quite a spectacle there with a lot of rides and activities. And then heading back to Barnes, and it's quite magical walking past the pond with the swans, seeing all the Christmas lights in the reflection of the water. And then heading off to our local pub, which was built in the late 1600s.
I don't know about you, dear listeners, but I'm really in the Christmas mood, and I join you in thanking Dominic, Mark and Donovan for making the season jolly. Thank you very much for joining us for this episode of The Property Exchange. Do subscribe and join us for next month's podcast.
This has been the Property Exchange podcast. For more information, go to winkworth.co.uk or find us on Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. The producer was Tom Maddox. For more episodes, make sure to subscribe to your favourite podcast provider.